180 degrees. Good morning, podcast audience, Local 304, and in particular, Columbus, Ohio, my branch. This morning's podcast will be mirrored with a Facebook post that will give you visual to what I'm going to explain to you in an audio podcast. This morning, we will be discussing a decision that I made early in my presidency that brought my presidency to a screeching halt. And that decision was to question the local president and the local executive council on disbursement of entertainment funds for year 2017. I know this may come 2 years later, but I want to show Local 304 and mail handlers all over, because I questioned in what I thought was a very professional manner the disbursement of entertainment funds, the local president has committed himself to ensuring that Ken Hodge is no longer a part of the union. Here goes what we're talking about. Local Entertainment Fund. And while I do the podcast, I want you to know at noon today, on Facebook, I will have graphic and slides, again with commentary, to give you a visual of what I'm trying to explain now. In 2017, now here's where the first bit of confusion comes in. Number one, there was a sheet attached to the bylaws that across the top did say, not part of the bylaws, instructions to executive council. Now, I bring that out to you now because now the union, the local, is trying to say that that sheet was not a part of the bylaws. But I say it's very suspicious only because after raising this issue, our bylaws were changed to include language that some say clarified. So again, what was never a part of the bylaws as per the local was changed to make easier reading in the bylaws, but they're saying, anyway, I'm going to get past that because that just sounds funnier as I try to explain it to you. So what I will do is, for the purpose of the podcast, when I say bylaws, I also mean memo attached to bylaws that's not a part of the bylaws, but it's with the bylaws. Yeah, you try to figure that out. But nonetheless, headquarters will establish a special account with the appropriation of 50 cents per member per month, plus $1 per associate member. Each branch is eligible to receive any amount equal to its branch membership fund per month to be used by the total branch membership for their branch entertainment. Right off the bat, what they said was, any amount of money you paid into the entertainment fund, you are eligible to receive. Let's remember that, hold on to that. And again, these are directions or bylaws to the local executive council. There must be a branch meeting call with a proper notification with a majority vote on the use of this fund. How many people actually hold that meeting? Now, I know I had to because from day one, I was kind of under a microscope. And again, it was important to me to learn to do things the correct way. The branch must give 30-day notice to the headquarters to withdraw the money for its fund. Entertainment fund for branches of 50 members or less will consist of a minimum of $150 plus $2 per associate member. Branch president must notify the treasurer by July 1st of each year in order to receive their entertainment funds, or they will lose their benefits. This benefit shall be funded solely and entirely from the general assets and operating revenue of the local union. Now, another thing to pay particular attention to is these are specific duties spelled out for the branch president. Again, I don't see why I'm not allowed to do these specific spelled out duties. But let's continue on entertainment fund. Monthly dues collected from the Columbus branch will be $23 per period. Now you gotta remember, we're talking 2017, which averages out to $14,858. So every month out of your dues that we send into National, well, that's collected from your check, the National sends the local 304, $14,858. That's just Columbus branch. Now, out of that amount, the local should have established individual accounts for each branch, because 50 cents per member should have been taken out and deposited into that account, and $1 for associate members. What that would have done is it would have allowed for $161.50 for dues paying members and $45 for associate members, because remember, we take $1 a month for associate members and 50 cents a month for dues paying members. So, and I based these calculations on an average of 323 members, which we were over, and I used a smaller number. So, the local contributions that should have been placed in an account solely for Columbus, Ohio entertainment funds should have been $206.50 per month. Now, of that $206.50 per month, you have to understand, even though that's in an account for my branch, I'm not allowed to withdraw that except once a year, and that is by July 1st deadline. And understand, if you don't request those funds by July 1st deadline, the local has a right to keep those funds, which I think is pretty crazy, because if I am a local president, or when I'm the local president, you can request those funds, but the treasurer will already have funds calculated for your branch. And if you are close to the deadline, I'm going to remind you, there's no way any branch will be allowed to forfeit money back to the local unless the branch president of that branch sends me a letter and says, we do not want our funds. But the fact of, you may miss the deadline, with Ken Hodge as your branch, as your local president, I assure you, you're still going to get your funds. The yearly amount due to this branch. Now, if requested by July 1st of year ending 2016-17, and again, I'm using $206.50 times 12 months, that should have given my branch a total of $2,478 for entertainment funds in 2017. Well, I received $1,850, which is $532 less than we should have received. And for some reason, when I questioned the local president about that, he nearly lost his mind. And again, I'm just trying to show members in the branch that if we are conscientious about the job that we do, and I am very, when I raise issues that don't appear to be correct, rather than the local president sitting down with me and the treasurer and maybe recalculate the numbers, he just took the position that I have no right to question that. And I say I have every right to question that. And again, I question that not for my personal gain, but for my branch. And let me just go a little further. When we planned, this was my first entertainment day, family day, as a branch president, and I wanted it to be spectacular for the members. So when we started to plan the event, I had my tour one chief steward, who's currently not in the union now, thanks to the local president. We started to work on this and crunch numbers. Now let me tell you something. What we wanted to do was have an event and present aprons or t-shirts to all our members, but we were short in the monies. So we almost made a decision that me and the tour one chief steward was going to come out of our pockets personally to make up the difference. And then we decided that let's look at how we arrive at the dollar amount that was given to the branch. And we broke out the Constitution, the bylaws, and we began to read and understand how entertainment fund dollars are arrived at. And once we did the math, it didn't add up. And then I began to question it, because I'm saying, and I spent a lot of my personal money in the branch, and I'm saying I didn't mind doing that, but it felt foolish for me to do that if the money was already allocated, but the local just did not disperse it properly. And this is why we are where we are right now. And to the podcast audience, I want to also make something crystal clear that when I say Tour 1 Chief Stewart, I am not talking about the individual currently occupying the position now. I'm talking about the Tour 1 Chief Stewart who served under my administration, who your local president abruptly kicked out of the union also. Well, this decertified her for being a steward also. So I just want to make sure we understand that, because I would hate to have any credit for work that I've done or been a part of be contributed to the individual currently holding that position. So to my branch, I say to you, again, fighting for what I believe was right and fighting for a better quality of event for my members, again, that's what started this whole vicious cycle with the local president attacking me every chance he gets. And I say this now, and I'll say this a few more times before we actually cast our votes. I have no problem going on my podcast telling you about situations that I have personally been involved with the local president. If you consider that a smear campaign, then I apologize in advance, but it's going to continue because it's not a smear campaign. If this actually happened to me, I am giving you my version of what happened, and I hope you can appreciate it. And the more I give you my versions of some of the wrongdoings levied at me by the local president, more and more of you are saying, you know, that sounds very familiar to what he did to my branch president. Or that sounds very familiar to the same manner in which the local president disrupted my office. So again, I'm offering you a better style, better type, better mode of leadership, again, because I know we can do great things in Local 304. And as always, I try to keep the podcast under 15 minutes, but that's my podcast to you this morning. Again, giving you an insight into why I may say such hard things about the local president, because I have had such hard experiences with that individual. Hey, listen, go to Blog Talk Radio, follow the podcast. We're getting closer to election, and you need to be informed. Again, I'm going to put my message out several times a week, and again, every message may not be for every member, but every message is for all members. So go to Blog Talk Radio and follow the podcast, and again, stay informed. And at least, even if you don't vote for me, and I really hope you do, at least you'll have a understanding or eye-opener into some of the inner works of your union. And if it does nothing else but stimulates your interest to maybe want to be a steward, maybe get on board and fight a good fight for contract compliance, then I'm satisfied with that. In fact, I'm more than satisfied with that. Have a great day. I'll talk to you some other day this week.